98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Margaret from Consumer Protection is with me in the studio. Margaret, hiring a tradie. Now, finding a reliable and trustworthy tradesperson in this current environment for any home project, no matter whether you're building, renovating, or needing a simple job done, most tradies do the right thing, but consumers often come to you about operators who don't. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, so what Consumer Protection's probably our biggest message is that before you engage with a specific or a particular tradesperson, please ensure that you obtain several written quotes. So it's really important to obtain several written quotes prior to engaging with a tradesperson. And that's because if something goes wrong, then the quote or the written quote is the reference point to refer back to.
How many times would we just do a verbal one, though? I mean, this probably happens a lot, right? Oh, yeah, I could do that for so much and I'll be able to start on this date. But so getting it in writing is really important. Just thinking over the last, probably the last year through this unusual period that we've been in, how many inquiries would you average, do you reckon, in this area with tradies?
So we have seen an increase in consumer complaints and inquiries in relation to building work or works carried out at your property. And I think that's because we are unable to travel at the moment, or so people are looking to do improvements on their property.
Now, what are the main issues that come up?
The main issues that we do see is that consumers have paid a large deposit and then the tradesperson has simply not shown up to carry out the work, or the work is just very, very delayed. So we are seeing a lot of people waiting a long time to have their work completed. And I think this is because initially, at the point of the written quote, there's nothing that specifies when the work will be completed.
Okay.
So it's important to also have it specified that the work will be completed within a specific time frame.
So just on that, so with the deposit, is the tradie entitled to ask, you mentioned about some of the big deposits, can they take a decent deposit, or is there a limit to what they can actually take as a deposit?
So if the work being carried out is valued, so the contract is valued at $7,500 or over, they are only able to request a deposit of 6.5% of that contract.
Is that all?
That's all.
So even if a tradie sort of, look, I've got to go and, I think you might have mentioned earlier, if I've got to go and buy the material to get the job done, so I need 80% deposit, that wouldn't be advisable?
You'd
be
no.
Off, okay, so small deposit.
That's right. So we would recommend that you pay, so say the work is below $7,500, that you would pay a minimum deposit of 10%. So if a tradesperson does ask for a larger deposit to go and buy materials, what we would recommend is that you offer to pay the supplier of those materials or get something in writing that the materials that they're saying they need to go and purchase are actually going to be used for your job and delivered to your property. So, you know, whether that's reaching out to the supplier or getting something that shows that those materials will be delivered to your address, but just simply giving the deposit without anything to substantiate that it's for your actual job is probably not advisable.
Good tip. Speaking of tips, we'll take a break. We'll come back and you can share some top tips to find a trusty tradie. Back after this. You're on 98.5. Here's Emma Mullings and this is Freedom. Emma Mullings and this is Freedom. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike and Margaret from Consumer Protection is in the studio. We've been talking about, you'll love all the checks you've done for the show bags, which is great, all the 100 show bags. And we've been continuing on talking about finding a trusted tradie. What are your tips, Margaret, for finding a trusted tradie?
Well, we recommend that you would maybe ask family and friends if they know anyone, because a personal recommendation can mean a lot. Also, just undertake a general internet search, and on the internet you will see positive and negative reviews. But also on our website, we do list information if we do name a trader. So if a trader has been named by Consumer Protection for not doing the right thing, then we will put that on our website.
Oh, so I didn't realise that. So that would be like builder, plumber, electrician, that's pretty right. Anyone,
tiler, that's it.
So painter,
anyone that's the Consumer Protection has taken action against, okay, we will name. Or if we have concerns, we will name traders.
So if you've got concerns, they appear on your website. That's a really good checkpoint. Yes. But they could still be trading. Is that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's a really good info. Okay.
Also, if you are thinking of a specific trader and you've narrowed your list down, maybe asking to see some previous work that they've done and speaking to past clients. So if a trader is confident in the work they do, they will have customers that have are happy to speak on their behalf. Mm. And that's a really good way of feeling comfortable and knowing that the tradesperson that you've decided to go with is going to carry out a...
It's worth doing that bit of that research, isn't it? It can be time-consuming, but worth doing those checks, as you said, online, even Facebook groups as well. I like your check on your website to do, just in case they've been identified as someone that a risky business to do, someone to do business with. So thank you for that. Before we finish today, just a quick mention on Consumer Protection Awards are coming up for 2022. Even looks funny looking at the date already. It's not far away. Briefly mention, is nominations open already?
Yes. So nominations are open for individuals or organisations that contribute to raising community awareness around consumer rights. So if you head to our webpage, you'll be able to nominate someone in the categories.
So good. What we'll do, we'll put a link up to on our website. So head online to 98five.com if you want any information that Margaret has shared this morning regarding all the checks you've done, which is so good with the show bags, and also on hiring a tradie. Margaret, really, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Margaret from Consumer Protection. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning.